This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is the end of the first full week of April. Therefore, we have the charts from Talkers Magazine before us for the week of April 5th to the 9th, to be more specific. And here to do the honors to go through the items, the stories, the people list, etc., as we do every week at this time, Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to bring you into the fold the information that pertains to what's going on in News Talk Radio. That's the simple format here. As we go through the top 10 stories, we'll talk about some of them and what mentions need to be made of the people on the list as well, plus other news from the world of talk radio. You can check it all out at Talkers Magazine. Talkers.com is the home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television, all things talk, video, audio, podcasting, all that stuff. So, Michael, this week's been just another one of those weeks, right?
just another week. I got to tell you, one of those things. I don't like cliches, but there's one cliche that I have to say. It's hard to believe that it's already the second week of April. I mean, think about that. We're, everybody says this, so there's got to be something to it. You hear all the time people saying they're losing track of time, and time is going faster and faster. It's just astonishing. But here's what we've got for this week. At number 10, we have social media bias. That's a big topic. And Trump is definitely planning. I mean, definitely and planning don't sound like they go together, but he's definitely planning to launch a media platform. Mm-hmm. At number 9...
Just for a second, there are some people that are bringing to the surface a discussion asking why some folks, the like of Louis Farrakhan, for example, who is a noted racist, why he has a platform, and why, if it's not appropriate for Trump to have a platform, get the argument, then why is it appropriate for Louis Farrakhan or others who are just as much a troublemaker as Trump may have been? Why do they have platforms?
It's a big conversation. And as you point out, I think it's the randomness by which the algorithms or the human initiated bias that these platforms indicate that makes it so profoundly disturbing. There doesn't seem to be a set of standards as to what...
Right. It's political.
Exactly.
Here we are eating our young while the Russians and the Chinese, I think the rest of the world is for us and wants us to succeed and be okay and be a leader and be influential and helpful because we have always been pretty much a beacon. More people, I mean, when you get down to brass tacks, look at all the people that are trying to break into our country. Do you know anybody who's trying to break into Russia or break into China because it's such a wonderful place to live? Mm. And yet these people in these countries, especially the Chinese, have seemingly been able to write the playbook for the last 10, 15, 20 years when you realize how much of America is being influenced by the Chinese government, Chinese culture. They're buying into our businesses right and left, and yet we're arguing about whether Louis Farrakhan or Donald Trump should have a platform while these people are all laughing at us because we're so silly. Anyway, excuse me, Michael.
We are silly. I guess silly is the word, but look, another way of looking at that, and you're correct, there are silly aspects to this, but another way of looking at it is democracy and freedom are not tidy. They're very messy.
No, you're right. Yep, that's true. You know, very good observation. Because
if you want things to be all regulation and all by the rules and everything like
Iron
that.
Hand.
Exactly.
Nazism.
That's the problem. That's the point. So it's a very fine balance that you have to. It's like getting the focus on a camera. You go too far, it becomes unfocused again. You never quite get it where you want it. At number 9, we have the Matt Gaetz scandal, and we also have Andrew Cuomo on the hot seat. Those two stories
Seems to me that Cuomo is probably happy, though, that Gaetz came along to take him off of the front page.
There's no doubt. There's no
this guy, Gates, looks like one of the dumbest people that you probably would want to encounter. He just looks dumb, sounds dumb, acts dumb, and maybe that's, you know, the old, if a duck, if you quack and a walk or whatever, it's a duck. Looks like a duck, sounds like a duck, must be a duck.
Yeah, dumb duck.
Dumb duck, yeah, right.
Or a dumb cluck. Remember that expression?
Yeah.
I don't know what
a
cluck is. I hope I haven't said anything to offend anybody.
Maybe
the ducks are offended.
Something.
Yeah. You know, you're a dumb cluck.
Yeah.
That's a funny word.
It is.
Okay.
That's ageism.
That's
showing our age.
I'm showing I'm a man of the 60s, the 1860s.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. We have the Capitol insurrection investigation at number 8. We have the southern border crisis and immigration reform at 7. At number 6, we have the U.S. foreign affairs as they relate to the aforementioned China, Iran, and Afghanistan. At number 5, we have Georgia election legislation. At number 4, we have the economy and Biden's economic initiatives, almost $3 trillion worth of stuff with the infrastructure and all that jazz. At number 3, we have gun violence and Biden's gun control initiatives. All of these shootings are forcing him to do something. Basically, my read on it is he doesn't want to offend the right, but he also is dealing with the left in his own party, so he's coming up with all of these quasi...
But then we have all of the... we have these more examples every week, like this ex-football player that shot 5 people and himself down in, what was it, South Carolina?
Yeah.
At one point this week. Come on. I mean, what are we doing to ourselves? And then the family blames it on football, which may be, you know...
Well,
maybe accurate.
It could be. It depends on whether or not he, you know, had suffered from dementia as a result of derangement as a result of his injuries. At number 2, we have the Derek Chauvin trial, race relations and police reform, number 2. And number 1, of course, COVID-19, vaccines, variants. There's a lot of controversy over vaccine passports and, of course, the stats. This thing, we're not out of the woods yet, but on one level it looks like we are. Another level, you read and you hear, we're not.
Well, people have had enough. Whether we are or we aren't, people are realizing the economy was basically destroyed by all of this. And then they're wondering, okay, what are these payoffs to people? As part of the Biden plan this week, it was announced that families of people who died of COVID get $9,000 from the government, funeral expenses or whatever it is. You know, okay, so more money out the door. And then there's the question about whether really all the people whose death certificates said they died of COVID, is that really true? A lot of reason to believe that it wasn't. Those numbers were greatly inflated because, once again, the government gave a bounty to hospitals of $2,000 a head for everybody that died of COVID.
Well, also, though, you know, then in the case of Andrew Cuomo, the numbers were deflated.
Yes. Other states, too, by the way. Other states did the same thing. For whatever the reason, Cuomo, because he seems to be the poster boy for being bad, but the governor of New Jersey, I think there are 4 or 5 other states where they did numbers, they fiddled with the numbers.
Yeah. Well, within 1 year, Andrew Cuomo was both the poster boy for being good and for being bad.
Right.
I've never seen a guy go so high and so low. It's like a ride in Coney Island, you know. It's like up and down.
Yeah.
Speaking of people, he's at 10. Matt Gaetz is at 9. Brian Kemp is at 8. Pelosi's at 7. Kamala Harris at 6. Mitch McConnell at 5. Joe Manchin, the power broker from West Virginia, is 4. Mm-hmm. Number 3, Derek Chauvin and George Floyd are at 3. Dr. Tony Fauci is at 2. And Joe Biden is at 1, and that's a kind of a snapshot of lots of swirling activity that comprises the elements on our talkers survey.
A lot of people think Dr. Fauci, I think it's appropriate, he's 2. A lot of people are getting worn out on his contradictions and whether he has any credibility anymore. One person, a government official, said that Tony Fauci does what's best for Tony Fauci, which I thought was an interesting thing for somebody in the public eye to say publicly. Anyway, listen, the guy is, we never heard of him before this started. He's been in that job for years. He's 80 years old. To a certain extent, I give him a lot of credit, but I think there are a lot of reasons to question, you know, the contradictions that are there, not just from him, but the CDC. Every week there's something that, you didn't really need to do this, and we didn't necessarily have to do that. And so that's why people are saying, hey, we're going to do what we want to do. You guys have had your day. See you later. I'm getting on an airplane, and I'm going to the beach. And that's, you know, that's kind of it. Have you noticed the bookings? I don't know if you've tried to get anywhere on an airplane. I fly a lot, and I'm looking at the numbers. For a trip last year, a round trip for my family to come from Los Angeles to Boston for the three of them, it was about $890. They made the same reservation for the same time this year, because they couldn't do it last year, and it cost them $1,000 more than it was going to cost them last year. So you're going to see a lot of people, they're going to, because we really just want to travel, and people aren't going to pay any attention to what it costs, and the airlines being businesses, hey, they're going to get what they can get. I think that's what you're going to see here, as people travel all around our country, not internationally yet, but all around the country. Planes are full now again everywhere. The question at the moment now, if we may digress, is what is Calitrin? If you've heard me talking on my various programs about this fabulous way to get healthy the right way, and it's not just about losing weight, because you can lose weight and not be healthy. You can lose weight on programs that will make you sick. You may want to lose the weight, but at any cost? Is that your deal? Are you taking drugs to lose weight? Are you going on a crash diet to lose weight? Are you taking stimulants to lose weight? If that's the case, you answer yes to any or all of those things, and you're on them, and maybe you were successful. If you were, congratulations. But how are you going to keep the weight off? Calitrin is the all-natural, healthy choice, the healthiest choice in America to help you lose weight, and more importantly, to keep it off. I'm all about things that are all natural. That's what I promote on my programs. And you might want to, you, a lot of people promoted this product because it works so well. 86% success rate? Wow. How do you beat that with a stick? You don't. Calitrin. They're at your service, and you can find them at toploss.com. Order the product. The special spring sale is on right now. Toploss.com. You get access to the special deal by using the discount code DJV at checkout. Shocking news of Calitrin. Tell us what the shocking news is.
I do think it's shocking that, you know, you can have a weight loss supplement that's actually good for you. That you have a supplement that doesn't have any drugs. There's no stimulants. It's safe even if you're on medications, and it's proven with a huge 86% success rate with the 90-day program. Calitrin is different. It really stands alone in the weight loss supplement industry. There are a lot of people that are gluten intolerant these days, and it is gluten-free. The capsules and the liquid both are gluten-free.
So what's the deal now? What do you have as a special?
Right now we've got a radio special where it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. And we also, I should mention, have a new afterpay option on our website, too. So if you want to split up your payments or maybe you want to split it with a friend, you can do that on our website, too. 1-800-325-4366. The website is toploss.com.
Use the DJV code for no shipping and the special deals. That's toploss.com, code DJV.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-555-1509. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-555-1509. That's 800-555-1509. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, 23 after the hour, as we review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the expertise and the knowledge that's gained by the staff at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I was looking at some of the... You talked about Joe Manchin, who's number four on the people. That's an interesting case in point of someone who, I don't know, is he giving the system, his political system, an up yours? And does he survive? He seems to be a lot different than others and seems to be, you know, kind of, I don't know the guy, I don't know much about him, frankly, but he's dictating, he's kind of the guy, in, liking it or not, he can make or break what's going on legislatively, and people, you know, why don't you do the right thing? What is the right thing? Obviously, doing the right thing for his constituents, or he wouldn't have been elected, right? You agree with that?
Well, he's a conservative Democrat.
Yeah.
For people that know, who the hell is Joe Manchin? Joe Manchin is a senator from West Virginia who has a history of being a conservative Democrat. And it works very well there because...
Why they call him a blue dog. Isn't that what they call Democrats?
I think so.
Black dog, blue dog, something like that.
They have all these terms for people that kind of hang near the boundaries. The fact of the matter is that the right wing loves him there because he's a Democrat, but he tends to be conservative. Why wouldn't they? And the Democrats like him because he makes up one of the 50. You know, if he goes over to the other side, they lose their majority. So he's pivoted. He puts himself in a pivotal position where he has tremendous power. How long that'll last, it depends on the circumstances of the times. You know, it's fleeting. But right now, he's the man of the hour. But he has a history of being kind of an anomaly in West Virginia politics.
Right. All right. I thought we'd spend some time on the people just a little bit. Dr. Fauci, I said something before. I've said it actually a couple of times, that Fauci, I believe, is becoming irrelevant, or has made himself irrelevant by being exposed too much. Is that something that you think has merit?
I don't think it matters. I think it might be. It might have merit, but I don't know if it really matters whether Fauci is relevant or not relevant. This thing is going to do what it's going to do. And
you're talking about the virus itself.
Right. We're dealing with something that's unknown. So obviously there are going to be different points of view. I mean, for crying out loud, you have an everyday problem in your own health. And you go to a doctor and one doctor will say one thing, another doctor will say another. The whole thing about getting a second opinion. Doctors don't all agree. So wouldn't it be to be expected that the biggest doctors are not going to agree with one of the biggest mysteries that we've dealt with medically in 100 years?
Well, it's become political. A lot of doctors who, you know, doctors are subject to the same foibles as the rest of us. That people are surprised to know that this guy is a conservative, that guy's a liberal. But that's, you know, that is something that predicates. It isn't books in medical schools. It isn't the medical journals. Or is it? That would be something I'd wonder, whether the journals have been inculcated like the regular mainstream news media has been. There's no accuracy anymore because it's all one-sided or another side. So how do we know what to trust?
You don't know. Yeah, you have to get educated and make choices. I mean, any human endeavor that involves money and involves ego is going to involve politics and medicine. You know, just like all the sciences, involves money and ego.
You know,
and,
that's I've been wondering since Rush Limbaugh died. I've been wondering whether you've been asked this probably 100 times. I don't know whether in this way, and maybe we get to this in the next half hour, of whether it's time to reinvent news talk radio. Or is it going to reinvent itself because it needs to? Is it going to mature? Does stuff happen that, you know, we're not going to get in the way of? Or are there people resisting changing it because they don't want to lose market share?
I'll answer that on the other side of the break.
Well, that'd be great, Michael. Thank you very much. Because it's that time again.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The battle against the coronavirus is still continuing. According to Johns Hopkins University, COVID-19 cases are still rising in most states. Pfizer is now asking the FDA to allow its coronavirus vaccine to be administered to kids ages 12 to 15. This comes as deliveries of Johnson & Johnson's single-shot vaccine are expected to drop by more than 80% next week due to ongoing manufacturing problems. The White House says health officials are now working to make sure the situation doesn't impact their mass vaccination drive.
On Johnson & Johnson, the company is working closely with the FDA to resolve any manufacturing issues. Johnson & Johnson has also reiterated its commitment to provide at or near 100 million vaccine doses by the end of May.
This is USA Radio News. The former Minneapolis police officer who was charged in the death of George Floyd is still on trial. Today is the 10th day. Jurors heard from the medical examiner who conducted the autopsy and signed the death certificate. The doctor stood by his original ruling that Floyd's death was a homicide.
As a medical examiner, we apply the term homicide when the actions of other people were involved in an individual's death. In my opinion, the law enforcement subdual restraint and the neck compression was just more than Mr. Floyd could take.
But under cross-examination, the medical examiner did note some other factors that may have contributed to George Floyd's death.
So in your opinion, both the heart disease as well as the history of hypertension and the drugs that were in his system played a role in Mr. Floyd's death?
In my opinion, yes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The surround sound of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael Harrison is here, as is usually the case. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the list of 10 people and 10. It's not arbitrary. There are things that happen during the course of the week because these folks at Talkers are listening to, monitoring. In fact, the discussions on the Talk Radio programs, talking to program directors and hosts and that sort of thing. As the week passes, sometimes there are things that are on the list that have been there all week. Sometimes things happen toward the end of the week that may or may not make it in. The passing of Prince Philip, I'm sure, is something that people will want to talk more about. Or is it? Have we said all there is to say about Prince Philip? His life.
Yeah, it's interesting when you have something like that. Prince Philip, the news broke on Friday, mm-hmm. and the chart is from Monday to Friday, and right. You know, we tend to weight it around Wednesday and Thursday. That's where the heaviest part is because it's from the beginning and the end of the week. But what happens in a case like Prince Philip? There's talk about him on Friday, but by Monday, there may not be any more talk about it.
Right.
So he doesn't get on this chart, and he doesn't get on next week's chart. It's an imperfect science, and with the way attention deficit disorder has become the other pandemic, people tend to forget about something that was big earlier in the week. People forget about something that was big yesterday. It's amazing how fast the cycle goes. Yeah, the cycle.
Right, exactly, and that's part of what I think folks count on in other countries who are sort of. The denigrators, if you will, of the American way of life are interested in changing it in favor of their own way of life. And so as things change, I asked you the question about whether it's reinvention time for News Talk Radio. We were talking off the air about what it used to be, what we would talk about in the old days, what the focus is now, thanks to Limbaugh in major part, but maybe it was just time. Did Limbaugh come along because we needed him? Was he the right guy at the right time? And now that he's gone, does it mean that we need to move on to something else? Because are we in the third age of News Talk Radio, you think? Talk Radio in general?
I think News Talk Radio has always reinvented itself and will continue to. This has been the question that I've been asked. You said it before. You've been asked this 1,000 times. I've been asked it 1,001 times. Mm-hmm. It's an ongoing process. And no one form of radio and no one form of media is the only form of communication. So there's always other things going on as well. It's becoming increasingly fuzzy and sloshy in terms of where one medium begins
great
and ends.
Great phrase. Fuzzy and sloshy.
Yeah, I know. Well, isn't it? I mean, you know, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Well, I was thinking about people who had political points of view. You know, there's always this argument back and forth. What's more important in terms of companionship radio? Is it what you're talking about, or is it the character of the person? Is the person a character? And one of the people that comes to mind, the passing last week of G. Gordon Liddy, brought me around to thinking about what a character he was. He had a political point of view, but I don't think that's what made him shine. Do you?
No, his political point of view was kind of pedestrian. It was his personality and his nature and,
yeah,
and his own his personal history that made him interesting.
I mean,
he was a criminal. He was a convicted criminal, and yet, you know, there are good guys.
He was
bad,
a very
guys.
I like the guy, yeah, a lot. And we were good friends.
Right? There are bad good guys. There are bad guys and good bad guys. Watch The Godfather. It's an exercise. Everybody in the Godfather movies is a bad guy. Some of them are good bad guys. Some of them are bad, but they're all bad guys. They're all murderers, mm-hmm, or associated to crimes. Well, Liddy was an interesting character, and as much as he was a convicted felon, He had certain beliefs that made him very cold-blooded. And yes, if I had to be in a foxhole with somebody, I would rather have him than a lot of people.
Yeah,
so the point I'm making is that there can be, in a bad guy, authenticity and principles. That one could be true to authenticity and principles and still be a bad guy, whereas good people can be inauthentic and not have principles. So even judging good and bad in terms of good guys and bad guys is something that gets subjective, fuzzy, and sloshy around the boundaries.
Yeah, it's just something about him. I remember anecdotally that Houston, remember when he got the Freedom of Speech Award you gave
him? Yeah, well,
you
were on the wrong side of that argument.
How do you figure?
You and I didn't talk for 2 years after that.
Well, but I don't think it was about that. I was Gloria Allred was the only on the other side. I liked Gordon. I introduced him, remember? That was because Gene Burns was the president of the union, of the organization. He was gone. I was vice president, so I, that's when I got to know Gordon Liddy. I don't remember there are other things going on behind the scenes when you and I were upset.
Well, all of that stuff is preserved on the C-SPAN website. Gloria Allred's Chicken Dance, I watched it. We posted it on Talkers last week when Liddy died. Yeah. And the Chicken Dance, the luncheon, and where I really told off Richard Gephardt. I mean, it's right there. I couldn't believe it. I was watching myself 30 years ago insulting Congressman Richard Gephardt at the talk radio convention.
Well, he was a little over the top. He had sort of like yellow hair, I remember. He was always interested in how he looked, I think.
Huh.
Anyway, yeah. But,
unlike us.
You were right, exactly, yeah. We were in our pajamas doing a radio program.
That's why I turned the joke up.
I wanted you to talk about Gordon Liddy because he was, and we didn't really get it in last week, he was one of the few remaining characters, I think, endearing characters in the News Talk Radio biz. And I think he spoke to what we were talking about. You know, is it personality or is it the conversation with him, with Limbaugh? Limbaugh certainly changed the tone of what was going on. And in the first few years, well, I knew him better in the first few years. He was funny. He was impertinent. And Liddy was kind of too, but he wasn't in the same way. Liddy was he was not fresh. He was not anybody who would say anything that was inappropriate. But it was his tone. It is I, the G-Man.
He referred to his wife as Mrs. Liddy.
Mrs. Liddy, right. Yeah, exactly.
But anyway. Being in this business has given me the opportunity to interact with and get to know and be friends with many a scoundrel.
Yes. You want to name some of the others?
Doug Steffens.
Yeah, right. Thank you very much.
No, I mean, come on. Look, these people are scoundrels. You have to be a scoundrel to be able to do this at its full effectiveness.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
There's no doubt about it. You have to be a bit of a rogue. You have to be a bit of a scoundrel. You have to operate knowing that you don't have a net ultimately. You have to make quick decisions as to when to say that thing that pops up on your tongue in spontaneity, but maybe don't. It's split-second decisions, how to get attention, how far to go. It's a tremendously challenging stew of all kinds of principles. And yes, I think to a certain degree, you have to have an element of rogueness and a little bit of scoundrelness. You have to be a rascal. These are words: scoundrel, rascal, rogue. These are not, you know, criminal, you know, liar, horrible person. These are soft expressions for people who have a little bit of an edge.
So you really think I'm a scoundrel?
Oh, my God, you're one of the biggest scoundrels I've ever met, but you're totally lovable, and deep in your heart, I think you have great principle. I think that any man who could cry at my song is okay
right.
by me.
So I want to promote that a little bit. I'm going to put that up on our social media, DJV Show, pretty
Excellent.
Much all the social media we have. Michael, we played this song 2 weeks ago. I think it was the world premiere.
It was the accidental world premiere, yes.
It was no accident on my part.
Not on your part. It was an accident on my part. Trust me, you scoundrel.
Right. Yes, thank you. Well, see, there I am again. Michael has become a member of a group called Gun Hill Road.
And it has nothing to do with guns.
No, nothing but to get. Well, they've been around since the 70s, right? And you were when you were a jock on WNEW in New York.
I've been involved with this group from the very start. I used to play them all the time on my show. My first gold record, and I have over 100 gold records.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Really? I've been involved in my music radio.
And you
days.
Were involved in payola. You're a scandal. You're a walking scandal. You
I
had
actually,
to be successful. You took payola from these companies.
Don't ever say that, actually. I was one of the cleanest. I was so clean, the record companies didn't like to even deal with me. Mm-hmm. I was known as being squeaky clean. They called me a Boy Scout. I missed out on the opportunity to
I never took any money.
I never took any money
either for playing. So.
No, I would.
Dick Clark took a lot. So a lot of I know a lot of jocks who did.
Well, take Alan Freed. Alan Freed went to jail, an alcoholic and a broken man, and he died of a broken heart. He was a scoundrel. He took payola, but in taking payola, he also broke down the race barrier. He is one of the greatest forces.
You would never have heard of Little Richard.
Exactly.
Were it not for him, you wouldn't have heard. Of what's his face?
Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry.
I mean, I can go on and on. I mean, that was called
Without
race
that.
Music.
Payola. Yep.
You know? So that's
in order
what I
to
mean.
Get it, see, this, that's a, you know, what's a fabulous, people don't realize, you know, we talk about racism in America and it being alive and well in 2021. Well, if you go back to the beginning of the rock era and the influence that black musicians had on Elvis, on Johnny Cash, on any of the original white superstars, they would tell you that they were influenced in big part by guys like not so much Little Richard, but Chuck Berry. My God.
Well, Chuck Berry is one of the fathers of rock and roll.
Absolutely. Yeah, and he would never have been played had the record distributors not paid off the disc jockeys to play that music. Never, ever would those people have been heard because there was such a prejudice toward black music.
The white middle class parents were afraid that their daughters would grow up and maybe date black guys
because they were idolizing
them on the radio.
Yeah,
it came down to that. That's what it was about. That's history, folks. That's real.
Yeah. It really is in terms of music. Anyway, the Gun Hill Road song that I'm not going to play again here, but Back When My Hair Was Short was the first one that they recorded.
That was their big hit single.
It was the big hit, yeah. And now Gun Hill Road with Michael Harrison have done a new song about really loving animals, animal rights. There's actually a little video in it, on the YouTube video of the song, from me and my farm.
Yes.
You wrote the lyrics for the song. I know you're real.
I wrote and I perform it.
Yeah, it is fabulous. So we'll post this, and it should be here, there, and everywhere. All right, we're getting short on time here.
Uh-oh.
Last time you really worried about your nose was when? Your nose is the first line of defense against virtually all forms of airborne problems. Bacteria, viruses, pollution, allergens. This time of year, all the pollen, because everything's coming up roses, literally and figuratively. Things are growing, lots of pollen in the air. And when you wake up in the morning, your nose is all crusty. So you brush your teeth, you wash your face. Yeah, it sounds like that. That's how the machine sounds. The Navage machine cleans out all of the nasty dust, allergens, and pollution. And you get rid of the bacteria, the virus, all of that stuff. Clean it out every morning and every night when you go to bed with the Navage machine. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage. Find the product. It's a little contraption. It's kind of cool, actually. Go to Navage.com. See how it works. From Talkers.com and Talkers Magazine, this list is also, by the way, published at the DJV Show site, DJVShow.com, because a lot of the input on the two-hour countdown show comes from the members of my staff at the DJV Show. So number 10 on the people list this week is Andrew Cuomo, for obvious reasons. Number 9, Matt Gaetz, obvious reasons. Brian Kemp is 8, Nancy Pelosi is 7, Kamala Harris is 6. What is she doing for the border is the question a lot of people are asking. Don't know there are any good answers yet. Mitch McConnell is 5. Joe Manchin, the senator from West Virginia, interesting character politically. Derek Chauvin is 3. Dr. Fauci is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. Interesting that Trump is not on the list this week. And a lot of people wondering whether Fauci is worn out as welcome. Now, the points of view of conversation, courtesy of the review done by the Talk Radio Countdown Show and Talkers Magazine. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to their towels. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without that lotiony feel. When you order the 6-piece set, you'll get 2 hand and 2 bath towels, as well as 2 washcloths, plus free shipping. Each 6-piece set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, is machine washable and durable, and comes with a 10-year warranty. If for any reason you're unsatisfied, MyPillow will offer you a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com right now to learn more. And right now, you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for 1 low price and free shipping. Just use promo code DJV, that's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for 2 6-piece towel sets for 1 low price and free shipping. On checkout, DJV at MyPillow.com.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
All right, so what do we have for the Michael Harrison interview this week at mhinterview.com?
We still have Lee Habib from last week. We took the week off, but we have 2 coming up next week and the week after that are great. One is Paul Stuckey, Noel Paul Stuckey of Peter, Paul, and Mary, giving his perspective on race relations over the decades. Good. And then after that, Gene Bean Baxter, the guy from Kevin and Bean Show at KROQ, Hall of Famer, moved to London, left the radio, and is now living in England.
What's he doing? I remember that, yeah. What's he doing there?
He's doing a radio show in London.
Yeah.
And he's a great guy. Both are in the can. Both are excellent. Next 2 weeks are going to be super. We'll tell people more about it.
In the can. That is a, that's an inside the beltway reference to. It's already recorded. Check it out. MHinterview.com. An important part of what goes on at Talkers. Talkers.com. And the list of the top stories and people of the week is there, as well as at DJVShow.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Steve and J.J. Wiseman here as we continue on the countdown. Steve Wiseman is a lawyer, college professor, leading, I would consider him in the most positive sense, kind of a know-it-all. He is very good when it comes to answering questions about the legalese of some of the stories, but he also helps lots of people with the scam. Here's one for you. I wonder about this. I got in my email box this morning a solicitation. I have an American Airlines Barclay credit card. So the solicitation was for me to get, or for the user, to get 0% interest for 7 months. Now, I can see this being a promotion. It's happened in the past. But as I was going through it and reading it, I'm thinking to myself, and this is the, I guess, skeptical nature of the times, is this for real or not? They want your credit card. They didn't, well, they wanted the credit card number, and they wanted you to, you know, to confirm last 4 digits social security number, date of birth, all of that stuff. So is that, I mean, it really, it kind of looked legit, but I don't trust anything anymore.
No, and particularly if it was coming from your credit card, then the idea of they don't need to ask for that information, they already have it. You know, anyone can get scammed. It's really easy to do, and you can't trust anything these days. So you first look at the email address from what it was, from where it was sent.
Yeah.
And if it looks legit, that's fine. A lot of times, what the hackers do to cover their trail is they hack into people's email accounts and use those to send them out. So you may be getting something from Barclays Bank, but it's coming from Fred Jones at Stetson.edu, so you know it's a scam. The easiest thing to do is just call the particular bank or go online to their website at an address you know is accurate, and that way you definitely can find out.
Right. All right, let's get to some of the stories and the legal ramifications from your point of view. I guess number one is Derek Chauvin this week and what the implications are of the both sides as they present their case. What do you think?
Yeah, I think the attorneys on both sides are doing the best they can with what they have. I was impressed with the prosecution laying out a case that was both factual and also appealing to emotions. They had a wide range of police officers testifying against Chauvin, and I think that's significant to show that their position is that the police aren't trying to defend him. The biggest issue for the defense as far as a quiver in their bow is to try and argue that the death was not caused by Chauvin. And that, so far, they've been trying to argue that it was drugs in his system that caused this, but the coroner's testimony seemed pretty strong. So I think what the defense is trying to do is to get down the level of murder due to intent. They're trying to say that the officer felt that because he was taking drugs, he was posing a threat. Because there were people around the officer, he was feeling threatened. But ultimately, no one can ever predict a jury, which is about what I'm about to do. I think they'll come back with a murder. I think it won't be the least one. I think they'll probably come back with the second degree. But if they want to go easy, they could come up with the third degree murder.
Well, we all know how hard it is to convict police officers of crimes like this, or charges like this, and so as it moves ahead, I mean, no matter what happens, there's going to be upset on the other side. Just that's kind of
The way it is, and it is unusual. You've got to have incredible video. You may remember a few years ago in Chicago, officers lied about shooting Laquan McDonald. Their records showed that he was attacking the officer with a knife, and of course, what the dash cam showed was that the officer came up from behind him, shot him, stood over him, and shot him another 15 times.
Yeah, perfect. A lot of anger there. I mean, you look at some of this stuff and the anger quotient for these people in their anger. And those people shouldn't be police officers. There should be psychological exams to eliminate these sorts of things. It's too sensitive a job, too important. I've said this forever. There should be fewer police, better trained, much better paid, and they should be, you know, and you look at a police reform, which is number two, along with Derek Chauvin, they ought to be, you know, the rules should be, this is what your job is, and your job is not to do that. And, you know, there's a real blur, I think, here, and that's the problem, one of them anyway. All right, Steve, thank you. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with his expertise looking at the law, in a manner of speaking. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.